Psalm 66 verse 16 says, "Come and hear, all you that fear God, I will declare what he had done for my soul." That's a testimony of myself as well as the ministry over here. This morning, when I was looking the program sheet, they put all the time for everyone, did not put time for me. But maybe they got the news, that's the reason they put the time for me now. I have 20 minutes, I told Pastor Ken, maybe 25 minutes. One of the common things over here in my church, we don't have a clock back in home. We keep calendar, we turn over the calendar and do the service. I'm afraid to do that because I need your support and a good spirit, so I will not take over time. India is a country now with 1.35 billion people. It will overtake China. It became the most populated country in the whole world. That means 1/5 of the total population of the globe is going to live in that subcontinent, which means every 5 people you'll meet, one will be from India. Bad news, isn't it? But they all have souls. And we also work with 42 different languages. But there are over 100 major languages in India. All the ministry goes from our church, People's Baptist Church, where I'm pastoring. This is our first service. That's called Malayalam service. That's our language. If you are in my town, you come for our second service. That's our English service. And people gather. Our church is growing. A lot of English-speaking community there, so that we have an English service there. Church been growing, and people got saved, and we've been able to baptize people. We take around 4 to 5 months, at least 5 months before we give baptism, because after the baptism, people come to know they are Christian, that ostracize from the family, persecution comes, problem comes. But we've been able to baptize and disciple these people, and they became soul winners for Jesus Christ. In 1978, India became a closed mission field. That reason we start in a Bible Institute in 1980 in order to train nationals. It became in a college, that's in 1990. Then it became a seminary, 2000. Then so far, until last year, we've been able to graduate over 2,950 people from our college. And out of that, 2,500 people serving the Lord Jesus Christ in full-time, various parts of India. And that's the reason we train nationals back in home. We started in a very humble way. This was our first building on the top. If you call it a building, it was a building. It's 10 times bigger than that. Until 5 years, we started in a rented building. Then we got 1/3 of an acre land. Then we put in a big shed. What do you call for? This coconut leaves, half walls. And it's a fully air-conditioned, air goes and comes, you know. And God give more land, and still, but we are keeping a small portion. Every faculty and staff gather every day for our prayer meeting over there, not forgetting what God has done. But God has given more facilities, and there's a big auditorium, and then classrooms, and we have grown from 1/3 of acre to nearly 18 acres, and been able to have a good auditorium, nearly 3,500 people can sit there, and God really blessed and been able to graduate and holding several meetings. This is the first and second year men and women. We have 42 different language speaking people come to our college. So education is English because of the language. Then this is the third and fourth year students. The behind them is the men's dormitory and dining halls and other facilities. We use everything there. We use even a rubber plantation to get a little money, and a banana plantation. We have coconuts, and we also got a small dairy farm, and even we just tried to create methane gas in order to cook the food, you know. So we try to just use everything because our aim is to train more people. And we train in every area of ministry. So good music, so good classes for the children, and women's work, and church planting, soul winning. Our aim is to reach with gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then people get graduate. They go to the field. Every year they have to go 10 weeks to the outreach ministries. They go year after year. God began to burden their hearts. Then after 4 or 5 years training, they are ready to go to this prayer area and reaching out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also got extension school, which people, those who come to know Jesus later in their life, they have responsibilities and family, but they want to get in the ministry. So they cannot come to Bible college. Bible college goes to them. So we have an extension school in different parts of India, 18 different extension school, over 600 people studying, including one in Nepal and Myanmar. And these classes, along with the classes, the faculty and staff goes for evening soul winning. Then we've been able to organize gospel meeting. People, those who come to know Christ as their personal savior, we lead one by one to Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have a follow-up ministry. Then gradually they get baptized and begin to establish local Bible-believing churches. This is one of the Hillside Baptist Church near Bangladesh border. There are two men are preparing from this church in our extension school, ready to go to Bangladesh. So our aim is that each church plant another church. That is the plan for our 2017 and 2018. So each church can plant other churches across India for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. India is a multicultural area. You go to one state to another state, different language, different food, different kind of attitude. So we began to pray that the Lord may help us to start another college in the very northern part of India. India's got the Hindus, second largest Islamic population. We also got 30 million Catholics, 5 million Protestant people, very few of them are born again, maybe under maybe 500,000 might be born again across India. We also got Sikh, Jainism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, Sindhism, and all that of tribal religious group, a multicultural area. So we've been praying to have in a college in the Sikh area, northern part of region. It's almost 30 to 100 miles north of Trivandrum. So we've been able to start in a college. Presently, we have 76 students there. We turned down 70 student men because lack of place. And we are on the process of building. We have rented buildings and a couple of buildings we have owned to keep the girls. And classes began to grow. Churches been established. And this also one of the People's Baptist Church there, Ludhiana, and taken care of. Now we have 5 acres land over there. Only 20% money I have to pay, then we can have a couple of rooms built before the month of May, so we can have at least 130 male students there. And that's my goal, and need your prayers for that. Then people being baptized, as I said this morning, that even many border of Pakistan, many churches been planted. People been saved and been baptized. My daughter and son-in-law went there. Around 5 years back, 3 years they stayed there, and they've been able to just establish this school. And now we have the pastor looking after there. Then we also got a third Bible college. It's all started by this man called Sahu. 17 years back, I was preaching in the central part of India. He and his friends came to distract the meeting and stone the meeting. But some people protected. Then next day morning, we are going for baptism. He and his friends came with the drums and beating the drums and singing, dancing. I was so furious and angry, but I'm a Christian, I cannot show anything. So I was just praying, Lord, give me grace. After the baptism, I took this man aside and talked to him. And he said, still you are smiling at me. Yes, I said, because you do not know what you're doing. I said, why don't you come with your friends, but without drums for every evening meetings? He came the second day he got saved. That was the last day he went back to his home because he ostracized from the family. I had a great privilege last year, 2016, the month of November, I led his father to the Lord after 15 years. And thank God for that. And he went, graduated from our college. Then he started a Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Then we started extension school, became Bible college. That's almost around 1,800 miles from Trivandrum. And we have 120 students, 140 graduate from there and planted churches. And thank God for these people. We have some church building we are conducting. For the Bible college, we've been able to buy this land, and it's there. After we pay some more money to the Punjab, our second college, we build something, then we'll start building over here. Then the Lord helped us to have a children's ministry. My daughter, Debbie, and her husband, look after that ministry along with Debbie look after me because she work in my office. And this is our tsunami home. I will explain this. Tsunami hit. And we send a lot of help for the people. It's around 50 miles from our church. We also got a church, Faith Baptist Church, nearby 3 miles away from tsunami place. So we have 58 children. So we brought the children, kept in different house, then we've been able to build this home for them. Every children's home work with a local church. So these children never feel they are lonely. They grow along with Christian. The pastor and his wife became their parents. We don't call orphanage because the pastor and his wife became their parents. And they began to grow in that. We keep them up to 18 years old when they graduate from the high school. We were about to close this school, this tsunami home, around 3 years back because lack of funds. So a couple of my friends were visiting me, and after graduation, we went and visited this home. So I told the pastor is over here thus, that we are going to close it unless the Lord provide for us because $1,800 to $1,900 every month. So he started speaking to the girls and boys there. So I went, there's a five of them standing over here on the right side, and they said they want to speak to me. This girl, Sandhya, she said, I was 7 years old, I came here. If you were not opening this home, I don't know where my life will be. My brother and myself, we came here. You gave us food and clothes and education. Most of all, I found the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And she fell on her knees with tears. I was so embarrassed. A couple of my friends, one from New York, one from Massachusetts, was with me. And they said, Pastor, please don't close this home because there are other children. That touched my heart. She could say thank you and walk away, but she was concerned about other children. So my pastor friend wrote letters to many churches. They began to contribute some extra and over on their support. And then one of my friends took interest. So we have funds for 3 years. That means until the March of 2017. And thank God for that. I don't know from April onwards what is going to happen, but I know God is providing. Then the government gave problem because he said the girls and boys are growing. You need to have another building. So apart from that campus, we bought a little bit land and built in a girls' home there for these girls there. Thank God for another homes in Andhra Pradesh growing. And these are the victims of the people, those who got leprosy rehabilitation center. This pastor took interest upon these children in the valleys of Himalayas. Is working there. Then these are the children of the victim of tribal fight. One of our pastor friend over there, he went to graduate from the college, went and started a church. Then he came across these children. This is Pastor Pradeep. Look at the so lean. He'd been beaten up 3 times. The third time he was hospitalized. I said, Pradeep, you need to go away from this place, otherwise they will kill you. Pastor, you all send us with your prayers and things. God saved some people. I cannot leave this place. I'm going to stay over here. Praise God for the determination. Now we have 85 to 90 people gathered there. You also look after this children's home. The church is also growing. We've been praying to have their own building. We've been able to build a building. We brought some transportation. These children can go to school. Still, I can use some more bicycles. Thank God the church is also growing there. Then the home in Orissa State, very poverty-stricken area, Pastor Pradeep looking after there. Then one home nearby Punjab border, very much great work is going on there. If you can think about our prayer letter around last year came, I was there. One of the villages was preaching, nearly 600 people gathered. The next day, we went there, we have to stop our car half mile away because that many crowd. This village people took their vehicles, went to other villages, nearly around 4,000 people gathered there. And thank God that ministry is growing. We have a children's home, and tremendously God saved many people. Even we have people coming from almost at the half a kilometer from Pakistan border. Now we are on the process of building in a home for these children, the same time the church there, and Lord is really blessing. You can see I'm wearing jacket there because it's very cold, like Wisconsin there. And a night meeting, people comes there, and people being saved periodically. It's a home in central part of India, Bangalore, and God been blessed this. We also got a home in Nepal, and we sent some gift to them on 2016 December time. They sent the things there. This is the abused girl's home. We have been praying. Let me take a little time. This girl, she was 4 years old from Nepal. Her distant relative sold her to a tea shop, in a wayside tea shop. Pastor Lakshman went and picked her up. Been able to just bring. Then they were in Kashmir. Then we have to move them to the different place. That's a home we are buying. All these girls, one or other way, they've been abused. But thank God they all found the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This is the building which we are buying. We bought already because the collateral. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for much prayer. I say mission work is a joint venture of God's people working together and somebody come to know Christ. And we shall be having a training center, a church, as well as an extension school planning to this building. Thank you very much for your contribution towards that. All these girls, and they've been educated and brought a joy to their life. Our main aim is not only food and clothes and education, more than that, Jesus Christ, that these children may come to know Christ. Yes, my daughter and son-in-law periodically visit these people. That is Pastor Lakshman. He's been looking after his wife on this ministry. Need much prayer. And Nepal ministry is growing. Churches been planted. Churches been growing, going to villages. And a lot of people been graduate from Trivandrum. We send out. But finally, we thought we need an extension school there. Then we have a Bible Institute now there. These are the class now going in the Nepal Bible Institute. This year will be the first graduation. I will be there, Lord willing, the month of March. We are having a graduation service there. Our intention is to reach all Nepal and Bhutan, even Tibet, as the Lord lead us. Northeast India, a lot of tribals, various religious groups, churches been built, schools are built, and people have been coming to know Christ. We've been able to train these men and women and sending back to their place. This boy is Pastor Naucha, graduate from our college. He's been kicked off from the family. He got married. He got his first child. Even parents lives nearly close to them, a couple of furlongs, but never visited them. But thank God, last year he came to know Christ as his personal Savior and Lord. It's a wonderful thing. People come to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. 80 children came to know Christ as their personal Savior out of 300. That's our aim, to reach with the gospel. Girl Madhumadi is the wife of Pastor Naucha, graduate. She's the one looking after 38 orphans in this school. And young people come, and they go to the field. Then they got the desire to go after their graduation. Church has been planted, and church has been able to grow. And this young men, sometimes they don't wait until the support comes. They trust the Lord and go. Then they start calling phone calls. And we've been able to help this one. They start in a very small way, in a shack. From there, they began to grow. From there, the much larger church. There are churches, over 600 people attending some of the churches. Over 2,000 churches are self-supporting now and try to help the ministry there and need much prayer. Periodically, churches have been built, dedicated. Here's my son, Timothy, who just helped in the ministry. He wants to be a medical missionary. He's in the medical school. Need much prayer. This young man sometimes face a lot of troubles and struggles, but still they go. And church been planted. And people come to know sometimes they don't have furniture, they sit on the floor. That way we can accommodate more people. And persecution there. 7 years back, this old church was burned by strong Hindus. The pastor's house was burned. Pastor and his wife, with a little baby, they have to run for their life nearly around 10 o'clock night over the mountain for 5 miles. But he came back. He did not give up. Gathered together the people. He doesn't have a home because they burned. He lived in an area now far away. But he came back, reorganized. 2 years back, we've been able to build. I was there for dedication. Now 280 people gather there in the church. Men being trained, women being trained. Because of this challenge, we started an extension school last year. 31 graduated. We started 30 churches nearby villages. This man is a tremendous, look, he's a small man, but a big heart for the Lord. These are the children are victims of the tribal, the violence took place there. Two of the people killed from our church. This man said, Pastor, I cannot run away from these people. I need to help. So we just built in a small temporary facilities. I'm on the process of building this building. And look at that brother. He's but great heart for the Lord. Winning souls, discipling others. Even I was here last 2 weeks. There are some baptism took place. And he said, I planted another church there. We praise God for that people. People come to know we personally, one by one, lead to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we don't want a wishy-washy evangelism. Because people need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we baptize them. Then we establish local Bible-believing churches. Then we continually teaching God's word. New converts are the one been able to go and testify and bring other souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Ministry went to Myanmar. This is Pastor Upping in Myanmar, Caroline, graduated. Church has been built, and thank God the church is growing. Last August, our ministry celebrated 40th anniversary. This is our church. This pastor is a friend of mine for the last 38 years. He was there, and we had a tremendous blessings, and somebody wrote a book on me. So I thought my wife will be the right person to, my wife will be the right person to give the book, because people can talk about anything of me, but she knows who am I. So, and thank God for Sarah, pray for her. She's in early stage of Parkinson's, and without her, I was not able to do what I'm doing. And she took care of her home and children and phone calls, and thank God for her. Her 8 brothers, sisters lives in America. But she was about to come. I said, God called me to India. You have to stay in India. And she stayed there. We thank God. We had a tremendous turnout, and people been come. And we had a great blessings. There are some of the people. They come from different states. Even their clothes are different. Food are different. And thank God for these people. All this came to know. It's all because of one missionary was willing to go to India years back. Dedicated his life to give the gospel. Ex-military Hindu got saved there. And thank God that many people gathered across India, Nepal and Myanmar. This is the way the people in our state wear the clothes. And so they brought that. And see, we started 4 men and $5. This is Pastor Philip, who started with me. He's pastoring Jehovah Jireh Baptist Church. This is Brother Matthai Varghese. He's the vice president of the college, still working with us. And another man, Brother Thambi, around 18 years back, he went with the Lord in a plane crash. Rest of the 3 of them working together, and thank God, much more. Do appreciate your thoughtful prayers. Lord, may help us to carry on this ministry for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Pastor.